Hello there, listeners. I'm here, your host, your one half of your intrepid hosts, Andrew Caberline, in lieu of Tyler Ward, here for this mini episode just to let you know that it is that time of year again to vote for the 6th annual Much Ado About Wrestling Top 10 Matches and Wrestlers of the Year. Voting is open now, May 4th through next Friday, May 12th at midnight Eastern Time. We want to know what you guys think are the best matches and wrestlers of the year. We want your votes. They're going to be weighed with our votes. We're going to come up with a list. It's always a highlight of the year for us episode-wise. And by voting for each respective list, you gain one entry to our random draw for a $50 Pro Wrestling Tees gift card. That's right. You could win this. You must be a U.S. resident. So to vote, make sure to go to muchadowrestling.com. You'll see this post. Maybe you are listening to me talk right now from this post. We have the links to the voting for Match of the Year and Wrestler of the Year in this post. About our wrestling calendar, because you might be asking, why are we voting for Wrestler and Match of the Year in May? Well, I'll give you the answer. With no off-season in pro wrestling, multiple global promotions going on. It's really hard to delineate when a year of wrestling truly begins and ends. So in this spirit, we mark the beginning of each wrestling year at the Monday after WrestleMania and ending at the conclusion of the following WrestleMania. What does that mean? It means that all the wrestlers, if you're thinking about, like, I don't know, maybe if you thought that Roderick Strong's return to AEW was so strong, he should be one of the wrestlers of the year. Well, too bad, because that happened after WrestleMania 39, so that would be on next year's list. Why do we do the calendar this way? Well, simply because it's the largest show from the largest promotion, WrestleMania, that is, and one where various long storylines build to a head, unless you're Cody and Roman. It's the cleanest version of a season finale that we can come up with, so that WrestleMania is our beginning and end of our wrestling calendar. If you're voting for Match of the Year, what's the criteria? Well, we're looking at storytelling and the entire lead-up to the match, during the match, and after the match. The platform, did this get eyeballs? Did it happen at an important venue or an important arena? And it doesn't have to be, you know, WrestleMania for it to be important. Like, what is the important thing for an indie show? Is it at, like, the biggest show that GCW could have had all year? So if it is a big relative or platform relative to the pond that the people are working in. We're looking at originality. Was there a finish or a move we haven't seen before? Did they find new ways to highlight a weapon or a gimmick? Or is it a totally unique way of approaching wrestling altogether? And then we're also looking at the work rate. You know, just like, was the athletic performance of the wrestlers amazing from beginning to end? Even if it didn't have a standout moment, was it just one of the best worked matches you've ever seen? And then we're looking for the moment. Was the match memorable? Did it leave us with an image that will go down in wrestling history? If I'm talking about this match on the podcast with Tyler, did it have an image that we could easily grab and make as the episode image? You can even look at what we've done in the past year. Maybe they'll give you some ideas of what to vote for. If you're voting for Wrestler of the Year, we're looking at kayfabe accomplishments. So in storyline, were they winning? Were they defending titles? Were they at the top of the card? Were they always on the show in an important way? And that leads into usage. Were they consistently there? Were they headlining pay-per-views? Were they getting dedicated on-screen time to develop character or storylines? We're also looking at their work rate. Did they provide consistently great matches through in-ring athletic prowess? Were they turning out five-star matches no matter who they worked with? Popularity, this is the other side of it. They don't have to be the best worker in the world if they were getting the biggest pops, if they were having the best TV segments. Were they achieving crossover appeal? Were they tapping into great TV by evolving their character? Were they the person who made the show better? Were they who you were turning in to watch? And then again, moments. When we think of 2022 to 2023 in pro wrestling history, who will you see in your mind's eye? Whose faces come up? Will it be the face of a former member of the Bloodline who now is out on his own again in Canada? Or will you think, will the face you see be behind a devil mask because he's the most annoying champion in wrestling today? Those are just some examples. Will we think back to these wrestlers and their spot or their match or their TV segment when thinking about this year? So that's the criteria that we're looking at. Again, go to muchadowrestling.com. Go to this post that you're listening to right now. It says, you know, vote for match and wrestler of 2023. We have the links to the voting in here. If you vote for match of the year, you get an entry into our random draw. If you vote for wrestler of the year, you get an entry into our random draw. So you can get two entries if you vote for both. And you might be the winner of a $50 Pro Wrestling Tees gift card. Must be a U.S. resident. And the voting, the polls are open from now until May 12th at midnight. So, in the words of William Shakespeare, go vote.